Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Al Gore had an affair in a hotel.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Good for him? Bad for him? I don't know. Al Gore.
And James Strebel.
Absolutely.
Why did you go to Al Gore?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
My man Al Gore saying the Arctic cap is going to be gone in 10 years in 2007. Al Gore makes $500 million on the climate change issue and buys a house on Malibu Beach. The ocean's going to raise 20 feet. I'm going to buy a house on Malibu Beach.
All right, we're on the road today. We're on the road today at the Louisville Boat RV and Sports Show. That's how you say it, Diener. That's how you do radio, Double D.
That's the correct
you and your
name.
Bad you and your bad back. We don't have bad backs because we don't work out.
No. I don't put myself in a position
I'm not
a bad
trying
back.
To be the best at running.
No.
Okay, anyway, so it's just Strebel. I mean, you know Louisville got a player, right?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Basketball or football?
Oh, basketball. You don't know.
Another
you don't,
one?
He doesn't, Nick, he
no,
doesn't know.
I didn't know on
he
the way here.
Oh,
no.
you don't know?
No, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, good.
Because, oh,
no,
man.
No, it's just people are going to walk by and you're going to do your, I mean, you're going to do your thing and
yeah.
I can't stop you.
Yeah,
you don't even know. That makes me happy.
I don't even know, man.
You
I
don't
was,
even know today.
This is
going to
be organic.
You know?
This is going to be great.
This is going to be organic.
I was very concerned about making sure I got to the right dock. So I made it. I did the right thing. I felt accomplished today.
You feel good?
I do. I feel
Your
good.
Your wife didn't even have to drop you off
she
at the right dock.
No, she didn't.
What a big day for
I
you.
I parked right behind you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's
I
good.
I was like, that's Sweeney's Elantra.
437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. We got you to 6 o'clock here on ESPN Louisville. Reminder, we are out at the Louisville Boat RV and Sports Show with our good friends at the at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, fw.ky.gov. They have tons going on. Find the booth here. They have shirts and gear, caps, and many other things. Plus, you can get your fishing license, and you guys are doing it. We'll find out more about this later. You can enter to get the elk draw, to be able to hunt some elk.
Oh, the elk draw.
How
wow.
about that?
I've never hunted
yeah.
elk before.
I mean, oh, really, Strebel,
yeah.
thank you.
I've hunted deer,
thank
but I've
you.
Never hunted elk.
Thank you. No, yeah, I, we know. No, yeah. No one was looking for your bona fides
right.
on all of this. I mean,
it's got everything out here, man.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I am, as we sit here today, we will have the Blitz at 4 o'clock. So, Nick, tell Avery when she comes over. She gets very nervous about the Blitz. And I
yeah.
mean, I'm like, if you make it bad or if you do bad radio, we'll make it funny. That's
it's
what
okay.
That's what
yeah.
we do. Have you not, you know, figured out anything that we've done around here for the last decade?
Before, yeah.
I remember my first Blitz. yes.
Yeah. So we'll do that. I mean, I don't have it in me to battle with Bozich today. We'll have him coming up at 5
yeah.
o'clock.
Uh-huh.
We have sound. I got Jeff Brohm sound to make Louisville fans feel better.
Oh, there you go.
We have, I mean, I guess before Nick gets out of here, maybe at the back end of the segment, we got to get Nick's thoughts on AEW last
oh,
night.
Oh, yeah, his update.
I watched the first 4 minutes of that, and I thought,
did you?
This is the bottom. This is the bottom. where Kenny Payne's recruiting.
It's
the absolute. You don't even know this. Okay, so Louisville.
So I don't know. Okay, yeah, fill me in.
Okay, so Louisville lost last night.
I knew that. I fell asleep about it.
We knew you did.
Yeah, halftime-ish.
I knew you fell asleep because you were texting.
We were,
And then I can tell when you took a little nap.
Yeah.
When you took a little nap.
I woke up, I was like, whoa, you called it. You're like, Strieble is sleeping.
No,
you're right.
Strieble sleep.
You're right, yeah.
Last night, another big night for TJD to show his dominance over, I almost called him Orlando Antigua, Oscar Tshiebwe, Mido.
Well, you know what? Indiana was real close to losing that game.
Well, they should have lost
They should have lost that game.
I'm with you. But they didn't. Did they lose?
They didn't lose. Did they drop the net for only a 3-point or 4-point win over Minnesota on the road?
They better have. Maybe they did.
I don't see questions.
Well, do you know if they did?
I just know that Oscar doesn't have to put the team on his back the way TJD does now. I mean, Oscar has better players around him. They don't have to focus on him the way
Did they drop in the net or not?
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
I thought you said that.
No, I said, did they? I didn't make a proclamation. No, I didn't make a proclamation.
They did drop a couple spots.
I figured they would. Yeah, it's on the road. They almost barely beat a crap 7-12 Minnesota team.
He just threw it against the wall, Nick.
I asked the question.
Spaghetti on the wall. Flat. Yeah. There you go.
But he wasn't giving the take. He was just asking the question.
Exactly. Did they drop in the net?
He was asking the question. Well, so here's what's happened.
Yes.
Today we can lead with a litany of things. The reason I'm tired is I feel like I'm just making up things after every one of these Louisville games so we can kind of go through similar discussions.
Right.
But I want to kind of pinpoint back to one that we talked about many, many weeks ago and one that has held true as we fast forward many weeks and we've been through many, 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 as Chin Coleman said.
Many.
Remember that?
I remember.
Yeah, you
remember
that.
He was sweating. He got off a Peloton.
He said they're going to win many championships.
Yeah,
which, of course, is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Third in the SEC last year or whatever it was. So, yeah. I mean, listen, we can go around and around. The players, it's the coaches, it's another year. And, you know, for the most part, we can get caught up in all of that, and that's fine. We will. I'm not saying that I'm above that conversation, but I don't know how to do this. Louisville got a guard in 2023.
Oh, this upcoming class?
Yeah.
I didn't think there was anyone left.
He's
Is it AJ Johnson? Did he decommit from Texas? Because it's Chris Beard's gone? Is that
it's
who it
a
is?
Junior college player.
Oh, boy.
Caron Davis.
Caron Davis. Okay, where's he from?
Who's a JUCO.
Okay.
And according to Mike Rutherford.
Oh, Card Chronicle.
Davis was not featured in the preseason top 100 JUCO player rankings.
Oh.
But he's currently the second leading scorer in the 6-team South Coast South Conference.
Oh, boy. What a get. You know what? You know what Louisville fans can take? You know, they can take some comfort.
It's a long cry from A.J. Johnson and Aaron Bradshaw's visiting on our dime. And I don't – listen, I'm winding him up for Strieble to do his thing a little bit. But the problem with it is he's right, and the problem is it went from – now, this is my – so today I'm opening the show with what is another double-digit loss to a bum team. Do we understand last night that Louisville lost to a point guard who is a sophomore who is absolutely balding from the front?
Yeah, he looked 40 years old. Like, he looked my age.
Like, my man is going to have to come home sooner rather than later, okay? And then they lost to a white guy.
With a mask.
Who, of course, has a mask. Who, of course, is wearing a mask like Will Perdue and Bill Wennington.
Yes.
And he's the white guy with the mask.
And he dominated.
And it's an empty stadium.
Yeah.
And you know what made it even sadder? And Nick, I know your gas bags haven't looked at it this way.
Right.
It made it sadder last night that Kenneth Payne.
Yeah, very, very formal.
You know what? He's not recruiting like Kenny Payne. He's
now
Kenneth Payne.
Yeah.
That Kenneth Payne.
He doesn't have an edge.
Walks over to guys like Julius Randle and RJ Barrett And it's like, that's what he used to coach.
Yeah,
like, whether
exactly.
it be in college or it be in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, and
Emmanuel Quickly is on
like,
the Obi Toppin.
Literally, Strebel, they were, and Nick, I'm sorry, Pops, maybe Pops seems to hear this. They were, tell Pops this.
Tell this to Pops.
They were showing those guys, like, B-roll that they got before the game.
Oh, no,
on TV, on the actual game.
Yeah, that's
game.
What I'm saying, yeah.
And then, like, what was going on with the game was Hersey Miller.
And you're showing these NBA players. Yeah,
like, it was like Kenny Payne embracing Julius Randle. And what was going on the court was Hersey Miller.
Hersey Miller and Zane Payne.
And, yes.
And Zane Payne who got in the first half and they Twittered Louisville. This
is
before I fell asleep.
Well, and then the other – so with this kid – and so all that is a backdrop of they have got recruits. And I love because even your boy who you have harassed in many different ways, Mike Rutherford's taking heat. People are calling him an idiot.
They're calling Rutherford an idiot?
Because whoa, Louisville fans.
Louisville fans are calling
because no one has
luminary.
No one has anything on him. No one he doesn't have any offers. There's no video. Rummage found a video from a year and a half ago.
Oh my gosh, he went deep to the dark web.
Like a grainy video where the kid travels then scores.
It was taken on like a millimeter.
And we're gonna get the best. We're gonna get the best.
NBA players.
And so it's like, you know what's fun about it? I'll tell you. Tell Pops this as well. Kenny Payne gets graded on this. Emmanuel or a core four. How do you say his damn name?
A core four.
And Caron Davis. These are the clouds lifted. This should
be better.
This is data that I can absolutely grade you on. This is not, well, the FBI, the NCAA, the IARP. We didn't know we were going to make the tournament.
The cloud.
It's none of that. It's quite literally the opposite. It's the opposite of that.
They're scot-free.
It's guys that they're free as a bird.
Yes.
So that's where we are today. And it's just...
Andy, they can take solace in this. No, it's not. It's not all said. They can take solace in this.
Man. He scored 22 against Mount San Jacinto.
Well, that's
he had 27 against Rio Hondo.
Throughout
the regular season when those two get together.
Exactly. Well, I mean, take solace in this.
19
fans.
Against West LA.
You can see the improvements that all these 30 players,
more turnovers than assists.
I mean, all these players that Kenny Payne has taken under his wing and become. They've all gotten so much better. I mean, he's coached all these guys up. I mean, look at Sidney Curry. Look at Jalen Withers. Look how much better Kamari Lanes has gotten over the season. His improvement is through the roof. I mean, a guy like Devin Reed.
Big Rose.
Yeah, Roosevelt Wheeler. I mean, Devin Reed, he's contributing to this team, a freshman. He's a four-star. Look how many minutes did he play last night? Oh, zero. Whoops. Whoops. I mean, for Fabio Basile. I mean, another guy that he's really brought along.
He's got the ball on a string.
Yeah, exactly, Fabio. I mean, all these players that Kenny Payne's recruited and taken over from the Mike Pegues / Chris Mack era,
right.
They're all just so much better. So, little fans, don't freak out. Emmanuel Okorafor and – what was his name?
Caron Davis.
Caron Davis. All right. Emmanuel Okorafor and Caron Davis are in good hands. I mean, if you have a staff that has Danny Manning, Josh Jamison, and the tweet master himself, Nolan Smith, it's nowhere to go but up. I mean, the tutelage that they're going to get, the X's and O's, the basketball acumen of that basketball staff, that coaching staff, Andy. I mean, where else would you want? I mean, if I'm a JUCO and I want to get into the NBA, I'm calling Kenneth Payne. That's who I'm calling. I'm like, man, I can't get the NBA with JUCO and none of these other big schools want me. I can go to Louisville and I get turned into a pro.
Rummage liked the pick.
Oh,
Rummage liked,
he liked it.
Rummage,
you don't know anything about it, Rummage. I'm sorry, you don't.
That's the same thing we're saying about us not liking the pick, that no one knows anything about it.
I know he's...
It's just, you know what I do know?
Yeah.
AJ Johnson. You know what I do know? Five stars. You know what
DJ
I do
Reiger,
know?
Aaron Bradshaw.
Four and five stars that I thought was going to be... Like, I didn't buy totally into... They would recruit like he did at Kentucky,
right?
Because he doesn't have Kentucky and he doesn't have John Calipari.
But he recruit like Baylor, but like Scott Drew.
I thought it would for sure not be this.
Yeah. Oh no,
I don't know what to do with this. Like, I don't want to make it mean.
He's
and
pulling
nasty
a fast.
Thing.
He's pulling a fast. He pulled. He
no,
pulled, I don't
just,
think he pulled a fast one. He just. He's
no. It's
I don't know, Andy.
Blank said it's flailing, and that's what I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
you got to have someone on the roster. You're going to turn over that maybe this guy's more towards the back end. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's like L. Ellis. I mean.
But that wasn't what
he
was
scored
sold.
31 against L.A. Trade Tech.
Well, Trade Tech? Dude, he's playing in a league with L.A. Trade Tech.
Do you understand
probably
something?
Probably a lot of Italians on that.
Nick, I want to be honest with you.
That's where Italian guys go ball. L.A. Trade Tech.
Listen, you guys need to know this.
The new cheese on that squad.
We lost Louisville fans talking junk to you, Streetball's content.
Oh, it's dead.
We've lost it for the last several, couple months.
Months, at
but
least.
When this is it, like, they can't even fake Caron Davis is coming for you.
Yeah, they can't.
Is coming for DJ Wagner.
Right.
They could do that if it were a kid, at least who was
Carly Jones. They could do a Carly Jones.
Rivals top 75.
Right.
Rivals top 100.
Exactly.
Cerebral, we lost it with that.
There's no recruiting rivalry
there's
anymore.
Nothing. You're not getting
it's
any.
Gone.
You're not getting any of that.
No, nothing.
We lost. I mean, I thought that was going to be one of the things we had here.
At least some recruiting
battles. That there were going to be some kids that they would cross streams on. That that there would be an AAU game going on, and it's like Kenny's there or Kenneth is there.
Yeah.
And you actually believe he can get a kid.
Yeah.
And Cal's there, and it's a
and
joke.
Each side of the bench, you got Kenneth on one side, you got Cal
gone.
On the other side.
It's gone.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's no. They
I can't do that. I can't. I'm not going to entertain that when someone's giving me him scoring 22 against Saratos.
Right, like that matters.
Saratos with a C.
it's a lot different when you're scoring it against Sierra Canyon or Montverde Academy, Oak
but
Hill.
But we know this stuff. We know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we know.
If I said Kenny Plains getting a player that averaged 22 points at Oak Hill Academy. I could do something with that.
This is like Kentucky. This is like, for Louisville fans, this is like Jeff Brohm. Let's say he balls the hell out.
Yeah.
Okay? This is like Kentucky getting someone from Jeff High, getting someone from Clarksville High School, okay?
Or
putting them in the game.
Or Charlestown.
IUS. putting them in the game.
Keontae Goodwin, Charlestown High School, Florida. Billy Knapp's got him.
I mean, listen, when you lose out like Billy Knapp's has,
NIL room, baby.
Yeah, it clears some salary cap.
Yeah.
You know who knows about that?
Who?
Me and Nick Valvano, but especially him.
Yeah.
After no one, the Jets overpay for somebody. It's the only way they can get him to be a Jet. Okay.
Yay.
When you have leftover money, guys get bigger deals, and that's what happened to Keontae Goodwin.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Keontae Goodwin hasn't been able to keep his weight off when he's been around his people.
Right.
Let's see how that goes now going,
Oh, yeah, Chris Vaughn.
15 hours south.
I was gonna say, Chris Vaughn ain't in Gainesville. And he ain't going to Gainesville. He's staying right here in the Louisville area.
I'm disappointed in this.
Oh, in this?
This disappoints me because this was supposed to be the thing that we had with Kenny Payne.
Right, that was
is that
the...
Kenny was going to be able to get kids that would rival and would be able to go up against Calipari.
Right.
And it's NBA Africa and it's junior college.
Right.
It's the CCCAA.
LA Southwest.
I am right now on a website that's the California Community College Athletic Association.
What's he on Hard
Nick,
Docs?
Go to hell.
What's he on Hard Docs?
Nick, go to hell.
Well, I mean, that was the thing. Is like,
sorry,
even...
Kentucky Fish and Wild. Everyone's looking at me. There's a big police boat.
They're in front of us.
It scares me. I'm like, I don't want that. That means I'm in trouble.
I don't see the sirens. Look at those motors, back. Those big
motors.
Even if, I mean, we talked about this. Even if this season
get you in a Cobalt over there. How about that?
I'd love that.
Give me two.
I want one of these little carts. That's what I want to ride. Yeah, I like to ride around in my neighborhood.
A golf cart?
Things. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
With my beer backpack in there.
I mean, Cerebral, number one, no offense. Your neighborhood's not the neighborhood for those.
I have five golf courts in my neighborhood.
Do you really?
There's a really rich, section
area?
In my neighborhood.
Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah,
because...
they like mansions.
Oh, okay. So they,
yeah, so
okay.
I do have
can
golf
you race them for slips?
If I had one, if I had one, I would. I just don't have a golf cart.
You can buy one. They're a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, I'd love to get one.
Well, get one. Let's buy one at the break.
Even though I'm not living in a mansion, I can
floss
with the mansion guys.
Caron Davis.
Yeah, I'm Caron.
Well, that's what you do anyway.
I try
to get to the mansion side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I almost got sideswiped by a cop in one of those.
Oh, really? One of those little golf
carts over
there?
In the in-laws' neighborhood, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they live in that golf course.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah,
but again, you're okay with upside-down pineapple stuff?
No, I'm not. No, 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 no.
You going to get one or not?
Now, I can
one
have a golf. No, no, you don't have to have both. You can have one and not have the other. You can have a golf cart.
I think they'll take it away if you're.
They will not take
if your pineapple is right side up.
Pineapple rules, Nick.
I've heard things.
You've heard things.
I'm like Tyrone Lannister, man. I drink Focus and I know things.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Spill barbecue sauce all over the soundboard.
If you really want to know.
Well, I mean, one of the things that Louisville fans, you know, they sued their worries with, you know, even if we make an NIT this year and things don't go to plan, Kenny Payne's recruiting will bring us up. It'll lift us up. We'll have that to look forward to.
I thought it would a little
exciting.
Bit. I thought it would.
That's dead.
He's got to get a John Wall, and I mean a landmark recruit. He's got
to
get
bring
a
other guy.
He's got to get that landmark guy, a Pierce Clarkson that ignites other things. If not. I mean,
it's gonna be more of that.
I mean,
it's gonna be more Karan.
This
Davis.
Can fill out your roster, but I mean, I can't go to I can't what? Entertain a battle between Cardman 84 and you
and me over
with this
Karan Davis.
The CCCAA bleep off.
Well, it's like all of his guards are going to be gone for the most part, and it's like right now this dude's a starter. I mean, I'm serious. Like right now, this moment. I mean, other things can happen. But your starter is Karan Davis from Los Angeles Tech or wherever the heck he's from, and that's just—it's not good enough. It's another point of angst you had last night happen. You get beat by a man in a mask. You get beat by a balding point guard that's only 20 years old, and you wake up in the morning and Rutherford puts on Card Chronicle Karan Davis. You're like, hell no. I think just come to the boat show
here's the thing.
Buy your worries. Spend your worries away.
Nick back at the Liquor Barn Studios because there's all these rumors they're going to get the Baby Bam, the other guy.
Oh, yes, I've heard the Baby Bam.
And I think Nick's buying into that just a little bit.
Well, I got to drink some Kool-Aid. I'm parched.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, man. How do you drink the Kool-Aid? That's the thing, Nick. That's the thing.
Kool-Aid has cyanide in it.
It's like a homebrew, okay? Your buddy Jeff makes a homebrew and it's beer. But it sucks, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know any other way to... Like, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Hey, try my homebrew. Like, no, I don't want to try. What's
it
his
smells
name?
Smells terrible.
Is it Rokan? What's his
Karan.
Name? Karan.
Karan.
Who's Rokan? Who's Rokan?
Isn't that a streaming service?
Streamable, sure. Who the hell is
Roku?
That's Roku.
Roku.
Who the hell's Rokan?
I don't know who Rokan is. Rokan Smith?
We lost content. We lost content on the show, man.
Oh, yeah. I can't argue. They're not going to argue
it's not worth it. I'm not even going to bring it up. It's silliness.
I mean, I wonder if Karan Davis saw the UK NBA players practicing the Yum and said, that's where I want to be. I mean, that's how they lured Karan Davis. The one practice Bam went to with his inside-out UofL jersey. He's a well.
That's what sold it.
Oh, my God. It's everything has been proven wrong. Every single bit of analysis about Kenny Payne
not one thing's
is wrong.
Right.
0% of it's correct.
I'm not yelling at you. We're not part of it as much as others, but we're part of it.
Well, because
I didn't think this would be it.
This is the bottom of college basketball.
Listen, the guy could end up being a beast, but again, we were told we're gonna go get the best.
Yes,
I mean that's
not
true. Andy, I can evaluate him on this. I mean the cloud's over. We have established that.
Yeah.
We have given him all this mulligan for 20 games. And that's where we are. Quickly before we take a break, Nick went to AEW last night.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho is, I mean, that guy can't move.
He looks terrible.
I mean, that guy looks terrible.
How dare you say that about
it's I love Chris Jericho,
God.
But he looks bad.
What I saw last night for 5 minutes was more than I ever want to see again. But we'll get to that here in a second.
Chris Jericho is me. He goes back and forth from being fat to thin very, very quickly. Very quickly.
But he was doughy. He has a personal trainer that helps him out with that. You don't.
Then he got abs.
It's his life, not yours. Like his life needs him to be in better shape. Your job does not.
That's a good point.
I mean, that's a huge difference.
He has
millions of dollars riding on him not
to look good with the
on
shirt
him
off.
Having abs.
Yes.
You don't. You have nothing on it.
I don't know unless your
lady friend likes fit men. If so... Again,
he's been with you for a long time. Now.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
We'll see. Is at least
radio done.
Face
I mean,
for
done.
Radio,
that's
yeah.
it. Radio done.
Body
Deaner
for
and
radio
Vanetti are the exception. They're not the
they're
rule.
Not the they're, rule.
They're the exception.
No.
Yes, Deaner and Vanetti are the
outliers.
Exception.
They're the outliers here.
we need another push-up contest, Lynn,
here's
for the VC.
Yeah. Well, what? to some of our new guys aren't, you know, aren't like Jack with the butt crack.
I don't know how many. I don't think Sofaro could do very well in a push-up contest.
Oh, Sofaro would be bad.
Yeah, I think he'd be bad.
Oh boy,
Tucker could probably do some push-ups.
Sofaro would be gurgling.
Yeah, he would even. I can't do this too much. I gotta be up with the baby at 3 a.m. to feed him a bottle.
I've had 1 hour of sleep in 9 nights.
I was watching Bluey with Luca.
Yeah, Bluey is a show, if you're wondering what that
yes,
is.
Yes, it's a children's show.
It's a children's show.
Yes.
It's not the erotic film that you probably think it is.
Yeah, no.
Before we take a break, we talk about Jericho's man boobs.
Yeah.
Just last night, I told you guys, was going to be one of those games, and there's four of them. It's these four games.
Yeah. Three
because they haven't even got to the difficult part of the ACC schedule.
They haven't played Duke. Virginia's twice. Clemson's ranked in the top 25.
They've been through some, but like the worst is yet to come, and I actually do believe that.
Yeah, it is.
But the thing about it is, last night was one of those golden opportunities. It was a bullet in the gun, for lack of a better term, that KP defenders were going to get to use. And if they could have lost by 7, it's better than me saying, well, you lost by double digits.
75-65.
To a bald sophomore and a white dude look like Will Perdue with a face mask.
Yeah,
okay?
Not as good as Will Perdue.
Of course not.
Yes.
And it took another bullet out of that sad, sad gun.
Yes.
And also, you know, I'm listening, and I have examples, and we'll get to this, but it's like, no one's doing real analysis, because if you break down the players, well, I mean, the players stink.
Yeah.
And so that and then if you go that way, then you can't say anything about Kenny Payne. Like, we can't, as a community, as a basketball community, we can't even come up with, hey, where is the actual analysis to all of this? Mm-hmm. We can evaluate, for instance, I tried to do some numbers today. Are they getting better? Something I want to dive into. We have 2.5 hours left.
Okay.
Are they actually better? But how can I do that analysis when they started out losing by 40, by the way, to Texas Tech, who is winless in the Big Ten?
Yeah, they're 0-8 or whatever, yeah, in the Big Ten. Big 12, yeah.
The Big 12. 12.
Yeah, they're not
winless
good.
In the Big 12.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost to Bellarmine. Sorry, Scotty D. Bellarmine's down.
Yeah.
Bellarmine's down. They lost to App State. I mean, they lost to Cincinnati. They lost to Arkansas by like 30-some. I mean, Arkansas may not make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, their mother in Kentucky.
I think they will.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they didn't, I wouldn't be surprised. They're a bubble team. They may win the NIT. And so, they're getting better. And it's like, well, yeah, they're getting better because they started off worse than you could even be. So, yes, they're not losing by 25. They're losing by 15. And they're not, I mean, like I just did a quick number. Yeah, they're not, you know, they don't have 90 turnovers in the last five games or the first five games. They had 90. The last five, they have like 83. Yes, they're 7 better. They're 1.5 turnovers per game better.
So there is improvement. You're telling
me it's like,
yeah. It is better.
Hey, we shot 38% the first five games.
Now we're up to, what, 42?
We're 42? Up to 41%.
Oh, 41%. Oh,
and it's like, well, you guys started off so, like, we can't do that either.
No.
And, there's no analysis, and we can't analyze Kenny Payne. Oh, my God, of course you
How
can't
dare
do
you?
That.
The players aren't good enough, Andy.
Until now, Caron Davis, you can't analyze him. And so, like, well, that's mean. And then the other side, they just want blood, and it's like,
that's mean.
And it's the 1 year anniversary of Chris Mack leaving.
Yeah, oh, yay! Happy anniversary, Mack. Yeah, the Louisville Boat Show. It'd be great if he walked past. He's still here. He's in Louisville.
I wish he were here. What if we got him on the air?
It'd be great. A friend of mine
like
saw
a full sit down. Like a full sit down.
Like a third and fourth grade basketball.
That's
game.
Where he needs to be.
He was out.
That's the level.
Yeah,
that's about right.
That's
he can work his way back up.
Me a picture.
Mike DeCourcy can be his PR agent.
He was on the bench.
He can work his way back up through the ranks from fourth grade. Go to Parkview Middle School for a little bit.
Yeah.
Find your way to a high school.
Maybe an Eastern High School.
A little Eastern
like that,
High
Ballard,
School.
You know, where Scotty D was.
You know, you find your way there and then.
Eastern Kentucky after that, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. You take over for Jerry Eaves at Simmons. You work up to Spalding.
Yeah, it's Simmons.
You move think, Scotty D out of the way at Bellarmine, then you're ready.
You think Perrin would take him on his staff?
Yeah, I think Perrin probably would.
He probably would. He'd take a little Chris Mack on the staff. Who wouldn't?
Nick, was AEW's bad? Okay, now Nick sat by. Go ahead and you texted me something. It's okay. You can
you can tell.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, of course, paid for tickets when we could have got him free tickets.
Nadiner like had the hookup. Ready to go.
Everyone.
So you went there, right? You were there. What happened?
Yes.
Quickly.
All right. Well, we got there a little late. My girlfriend was mad at me, naturally. But she, shout out to her. She like drove the whole way, picked my ass up. We got there as soon as we could.
Did she watch wrestling? Like she wanted to be there at Ding Ding Ding?
She wants, if anything happens.
Big Jim Ross fan.
She wants to be there at the beginning.
Exactly.
Well, she's in the wrong relationship, as I'm sure she's learned.
That is a constant battle.
I mean,
between
listen,
good
is,
and evil.
This is not your fault. This is her fault. This
Thank
is like
you, Andy.
This is like marrying the ocean and being wet.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect?
Thank
and not
you.
Being afraid of water.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Right.
Nick's 25 minutes late to this.
To everything.
Yeah. And for me, this was like on time. Like, you know, I was doing the best that, you know, best we could.
Valvano time.
Yeah, Valvano time, but I was downright almost on time. We got there like at 8:15.
Yeah,
like,
you guys made it pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah.
That's
now,
not bad at all.
So, you know, she was a little miffed at me because I was running around and couldn't find like my pants. And yeah, like it was, you know, ridiculous. But no, we get down there and immediately we go in and who's behind
me? Let
me
guess the pants were on the floor.
Probably.
I guess the pants were on the floor.
The dog hands.
I know where they're at. The pants are on the floor.
I couldn't get the damn tickets like in my like Apple wallet. It was just all kinds of nonsense.
Oh, no.
You know, I accidentally podcasted the wrong show and I just was like scrambling to get everything like set up right and leave. And she was just like, really? Like, you couldn't do this earlier? And I was like, well, not really, because Dad dropped off the last half hour of the V-show. But I digress. So, yeah, we're fighting the whole time down there. But once we get in there, we get the nice Rupp Arena ice cream. We're good. But who's behind me in line but one Cash Daniel? And I turned around, and I was like, wait a minute. I know that guy. But I wasn't sure, and I only did a quick look because I didn't want to stare too long and be that guy. And also, with my giant rec spec glasses, I didn't want him to think that I was going to start bugging him for an autograph. Because he was on a date with somebody, and I thought I knew that said person, but it wasn't her. And then, but he went off and a bunch of – I mean, like, let's be honest. Cash Daniel in AEW is like chocolate and peanut butter, right?
Okay,
I mean,
well,
he was getting mobbed.
Hang on.
Yeah, back up.
Hang on. No, what you told me was that he was with a young lady who looked like Anna Turillo but wasn't Anna Turillo.
Yes. That's why I
that's
was
fine.
Like, I, looked at, I was about to go like, oh, because truth be told, I thought, like, I recognized, or thought I did, I recognized the girl before I recognized the guy. And then
I was like,
is that it? And then I turned and I like, and all this happens in the matter of a split second because I don't want to be a creep.
Yeah.
So, you know, I turn around and I'm like, oh, like, you know, attractive Italian looking girl, big scary guy. And I was like, wait a minute, that wasn't her, but was that him? And then,
the story
yeah,
of your
sure
childhood,
enough.
Nick.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That was K through 12 right there. Basically, that was it. But yeah,
did you talk to him? You say, what's up, Cash?
Well, I don't think he'd remember me. Be like, hey, you remember that one time me and Jason Entz awkwardly asked you a question? Oh, wait, Jason didn't ask anything. I did. You know,
shocker.
one of those type things.
Hey, remember the time that Lachlan McClain tried to do journalism against you?
Oh.
437-9680. We're hanging out here at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. At the Louisville, was it the Louisville Boat and Sports Show?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that what we need to go take a little
Louisville RV, boat RV and sports show.
Yes,
yeah,
so a little walk around. That's what we need to do. Wish
look
I would have got here a little bit earlier. But yeah, we're hanging out. It is what it is. I'm not going to try to polish a turd. I'm just not going to.
No, you can't.
I'm not
there's no polishing to be done.
Avery's going to take over at some point. Nick, we appreciate it. Pat Forty said something yesterday that I want to get to. I have a UK basketball update. We did this last week, a couple weeks ago. How do they look with the tournament?
Stack
net rankings,
okay.
Quad one wins, quad two wins, what's upcoming? That kind of conversation with 10, 11 games in the regular season. We can get to that. Issel told a story today.
Oh, boy. What kind of story?
A love story.
A love story? Wow, a little love story. I mean, Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
A love story.
Dan, it's a love story. Yeah, yeah. I can't wait to hear this. Yeah. I'm ready.
Oh, a love story. We'll give Bozich, and we got a bunch else to do. 6 o'clock, that's what we got you to. We're hanging out here on this Thursday on the Take on ESPN 680.
Big Rig crushes Louisville next.
New year, new you. Same employment challenge. If you are struggling to find great employees to support your business and are looking for a true partner with staffing experience, reach out to Kelly today. We have a local team of recruiters with over 30 years of combined experience. We can solve your employment challenge. Call 502-425-7131 to learn about what we can do for you, or just visit Kelly.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Ethan, welcome to The Take yet again.
Here. I'm about to be on. They're talking about me.
We're on speaker. Hold on, let me get in the car. Let me hear it. Hello?
And James Strebel.
Ethan, you're on right now,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, Ethan.
Oh, I'm on air right now?
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Oh, perfect.
Why did you think Tua was going to come back to school?
I thought Tua was going to come back to school because he's got more to prove. I think he's not going to be healthy for the combine. He's not going to be healthy for the next year. I don't think he's going to be able to really prove himself to the scouts, but I mean, I really just wanted him to come back to see what he's made of.
To see what he's made of.
Championship again
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Say it's Ethan Grossman signing off.
Ethan Grossman signing off.
All right, reminder tonight, several items happening. Louisville women's basketball in action at Wake Forest. Join Nick Curran. Pre-game coverage, 5:30. Tip-off, 6 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. Bellarmine, Eastern Kentucky. Try across the street from us.
Yeah, Freedom
Hall. We're at the Expo Center. Join Doug Ormay and Mark Bug. Pre-game coverage, 6:15. Tip-off, 6:30 right here, ESPN 680. Stribby, you want to go across the street, go watch some Bellarmine basketball tonight?
Little Scotty D. Scotty D.
You want to say what's up to Scotty D or not?
No, I can't. I got to go home.
What you got tonight? Let's see. Avery joins us now, producing today's effort. What does old big guy have tonight, the Strebel household?
Well, my wife's taking Viper to his lesson tonight, so he's going to do that. So
nice.
I'm going to go home and get dinner cooking, Andy, while they're at the lesson.
What you got cooking tonight?
I don't know. I think we're going to do a little full pork chop.
A little
pork chop, some mashed potatoes, some mixed veggies.
Wow, that's an American
sounds
meal
pretty
right
good.
There.
Yeah,
look at
you. Absolutely.
So you're in America.
That's damn right, yeah.
Look at you.
It's going to be good, I hope.
You have an American flag across your across your back right now. Look
exactly.
At you.
I don't. I should have
well,
one.
You
you're
should.
Right. I just got this fuzzy shirt.
Well, it's not the fair. If it were the fair,
then yes, I'd have a cape.
You'd be able to do that.
American flag cape.
We are hanging out at the Louisville Boat RV and Sports Show. We appreciate hanging out with our good friends at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. Reminder, enter right now for the elk draw. You have up until April 30th for your chance to hunt elk in Kentucky.
That's cool.
So you need to take advantage of that. You can renew your hunting and fishing license. You need to do that by March 1st. Some time running out there. fw.ky.gov. Plus, come out here. They have exclusive gear, T-shirts, caps. You can purchase your licenses here. And again, that elk draw, you need to have that in by April 30th. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, elk, I
didn't know you had to have something special.
I didn't either. Yeah, I had no idea.
You know.
Yeah, we're learning things.
We're
here
learning things.
With Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, great sponsors of the UK postgame show.
437-9680. I want to read a couple of those. Reminder, Blitz at 4 o'clock. Rick Bozich coming up at 5 o'clock. Texas says, what was worse, Log versus Cash, Blank versus UK? The Blank versus UK was
legends. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Log versus Cash was more like a fart in the wind. Like... Nothing. It was just here and it was gone. The Blank versus UK football players, that lasted months.
Texas says Issel had a great story today. He called his wife a bag.
He called her a bag?
Avery was there for it. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Like,
it's a love story. We have clips.
Yeah,
don't you worry.
It was great. I also have the full story as well.
Texas says instead of being... Oh, I'm not going to read that one.
Oh.
Texas says, I can't wait for this JUCO kid to make DJ Wagner look like his son.
Yeah, there you go. Put him in the spin cycle. You put DJ in the spin cycle. I mean, y'all better hope Robert Dillingham is ineligible. I know he is. I know he's kidding.
All a joke.
But I'm just saying, like, they better hope Dillingham's ineligible, because you put this guy or Basile or whoever on him and just whoop right to the rim.
Texas says Louisville's going to go from suck to stink. Here's the biggest problem I have with all of this. Whether it be next year or this year, the analysis of they got better isn't true,
right?
Because the starting point that we're using is, hey, they're losing by 40 points.
Yeah.
So when they lose by 10 and they lead in games, what's the analysis then? That they're playing well? That they're better?
That they're trying?
What part of last night, when Sidney Curry doesn't have a post move still?
Yeah.
What part is better last night when they can't go to anyone other than L. Ellis to handle the basketball? And me yelling and screaming about the games is silly. There's no reason to do that.
No,
I would be an insane person to be able to do all of that. I just, all of the narratives, Strebel, and it goes into next year.
Right.
Ethan Moore has been saying, and I agree with him, and listen, I love Ethan. I don't always agree with Ethan.
Right.
Okay? But I will say he actually holds his program to a standard,
100%.
To a high standard. And many do not. Many do not. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so he does. And he says, listen, no matter who you bring in, next year you got to make the NCAA tournament. And you know what? I'm with him.
Yeah.
I'm with him 100%. The cloud is lifted. You can flip a team. There are no excuses. And if you went out and got a project from NBA Africa or wherever, and you went out and you got a kid who's a JUCO, it's going to need some time. That's on you, man. If those guys aren't ready until next January, that's on you. That's not on anybody else. It's on you. And it's just like, how do I sit here today? If you said, well, they went about 500. Like that, okay, so you went 500. So that means this year you won 2-3 games, and then you went 500.
Right.
Like that's how we're evaluating you.
That's 500,
it's not good enough. No, yeah. It's very much make the NCAA tournament, but then, Strebel, here's the thing. We'll talk with Bozich at 5 o'clock. It's easy for me to say that. But if you're going to build a program and you are dedicated to building a program with Kenny Bain, then how can you ever give the analysis? Well, I mean, give him one more year. I hear a lot of that. I hear people that know that it's bad and they want to back him. So what they do is, and they say, well, give him one more year. What's one more year in a rebuild?
Right.
Are you committed? I mean, Kenny's been saying we're committed to doing this, quote, the right way. Well, that's not a short process. That is a longer process. That's not year number two. You're making the NCAA tournament, winning legit games. It's not.
Right.
It's not. It's going 500. It's, well, we went from 3 wins to 15, 16 wins.
Well,
that's not, like, that doesn't mean anything to me.
And plus, those that defend defend Kenny Payne, and they want to blame these players because they were bad for Chris Mack and they were bad for Mike Pegues. Okay, then when you get Emmanuel Okorafor, and you get Caron Davis, and you have, you know, just two decent players in your 2023 recruiting class, well, now all of a sudden, that takes that excuse away too, Andy, because these are guys that he's going out and targeting and getting. So if they, again, next season they stink, they can't point to the players and say, well, look what he was left over with, Andy. Look what he was left with. That's not his fault. These players don't have heart. These players don't want to play. They don't listen. Like, no. These are his guys now. So that takes one of the excuses away.
Even guys,
like the only excuse left.
Listen, if a guy comes back on this team that has eligibility, okay, and Kenny wants him on the team, because Kenny didn't want some of these other guys that were on the team last year on the team.
Yeah, Noah Locke put up 29 points in Providence.
Yeah, but he doesn't want him on the team.
That's fine. Understand.
Okay,
yeah.
So if these guys come back for another year, there's that excuse is out the window.
Yeah.
If Jalen Withers comes back or L. Ellis and there's something y'all don't like with him, that's on Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, it's on. Yeah, that's
Texas says, how's Jack enjoying the riots in Atlanta?
I don't know.
Riots in Atlanta.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Are there?
There was a couple over the weekend, but nothing.
Oh,
like,
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah, nothing like 2
January 6th.
Yeah, or January 6th, anything like that. No, nothing like that.
Texas says the Strebel cooking Hungry Man pork chop dinners tonight.
No. I can cook. I don't need Hungry Man. I don't need to put it in a microwave. I can cook. I don't need frozen foods.
Texas says, so this is what losing feels like. I don't like it. Texas says, what does Big Head Bosich Bozo think today? Texas says, hey, Strebel, only grads of St. X or Trinity can cook pork chops for their kids.
No, they're cooking filet mignon, like wrapped in bacon. And that's what St. X and Trinity grads. I just got pork chops, baby. I did have some like nice little steak medallions a couple weeks ago. They were good.
Texas says the difference between Nick and Chris Jericho is Nick can pee in the sink at the studio. Jericho.
What was Jericho doing? What's he got to do?
Texas says Kentucky football picked up another OVW prospect today.
I did see that, like some like WWE like NIL deal with one of the players. I didn't quite understand what it was, but yeah, somehow he's connected to WWE and he's making money off of it. It's like the third player.
I don't think that's what the guy's talking about. Oh. Texas says Boston College is a New Balance school. Oh, let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah,
let's talk about this for a second. You bums, all of you, you know that Jack Harlow was Mr. New Balance.
Oh,
how
yeah.
dare you badmouth New Balance?
Him and Kawhi Leonard.
I don't want to see anything bad about New Balance because I know who you worship, and his name's Jack Harlow.
He's a New Balance man.
And he's a New Balance man.
Yeah, get so the Harlows.
You know what, blank? Sorry, Rummage.
Yeah.
Sorry, Diener. I need to see some New Balance from now on. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah. I want to see local fans this wear is, New Balance.
Yeah, don't make fun of Boston College. In fact, you should want your school to become New Balance.
Yeah, and by the way, Boston College has won like 9 games.
I think it's like 10 or 11.
Yeah, that New Balance school that y'all are making fun of and trying to pat on the head, even though they paddled your bottom last night, they've won more games than you, and they might win more games than you next year, too.
Texas says, will Strebel be doing any motorboating down there?
No, there's no
not
water.
Here.
Not here.
Not here?
No. There's no water to rev the engine up. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to start one of these fine boats in here.
Great little
today.
Vito.
Just there's a big inflatable green gorilla over there. That's interesting. I just saw it. He's got sunglasses on.
Avery, he got nervous.
I know. Well,
he got nervous.
And you pivoted
to the green gorilla. And
yeah.
You just laid a dead fish at my feet.
Yeah,
I just saw him. Where
yeah.
is the green gorilla?
He's right across. You got to look in between the police boat and the cold ball.
Yeah.
You see, he's got sunglasses on.
I'm scared being close to the police boat. I don't need
any part of
that.
There's no officers on the police boat.
I still don't like it.
They don't.
It scares me.
They're going to check your. They're going to check your cooler.
Texas
sure.
says, guys, they got Caleb Glenn.
I'm surprised. I'm shocked that he didn't dip. Like, what? Like, Caleb Glenn must be getting a good NIL deal at Louisville. Because if I was him and I saw what I'm being surrounded by, see ya, who else was recruiting him? I'd be knocking on the door and be like, hell, I'll go to Northwestern. I'll go to Boston College if I was Caleb Glenn over going to Louisville and Kenneth Payne.
Texas says, I don't know if this kid can play, but San Jacinto is a top program. So if he got 25 against them, that's not bad.
Stop it. You don't know that. You don't. You do not know that. You don't know San Jacinto.
Even if it's true, I don't care. Even if it's true, I don't care.
I mean, stop that. What are you doing?
Texas says, the best thing about last night was KP sport coat.
Look,
yeah, Dina like that.
You don't care.
You know that's not my thing. You know that I like to see Patino and a few other coaches that dress. If Jay Wright was there, but like Kenny Payne, I don't care what he wears.
You know what I've noticed about Kenny Payne?
Cal's gut, don't care.
Coaching like on the side, you know, he has a stance that he likes to do. He likes to do this stance.
Yeah, it's like a power stance.
Yeah, he spreads his arms.
He does.
And he does it like the entire game. Like when he wants to run a play, he does the power stance.
Play one.
And
dribble off your leg.
There's not a play two. he just does that, especially with the
I was a core four. We're going to learn all the plays.
I bet he knows them better than Sidney Curry. I would bet that he knows the plays better right now than Sidney Curry does.
I just got nothing, man. Here's the problem. I just find every piece of analysis is just worthless.
It is.
It's worthless.
Because you're going to lose.
you can't analyze anything because, well, I mean, what do you expect Kenny Payne to do if you – you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to analyze the game.
Yeah.
What do you want? And
there's nothing
to
analyze.
He's going to be back next year, and they're not recruiting, and this is – what's there to do?
I did hear
– Texter says, Davis will be the next Kaysen Wallace.
I did.
Texter is a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, that's what it is. He found one.
Texter says, on the broadcast last night, Paul told Bob he couldn't wear a mask because he wouldn't be able to breathe. Why would he be wearing a mask anyway?
I think they were talking about the big white center's mask, that the, like the nose.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the broken nose mask.
I was thinking of the N90.
No, I don't think. I think that, but I did hear Jody Dimley and Paul Rogers talk about Emmanuel Okorafor. I listened to a little pregame last night on 93.9 The Ville.
I'm sure you did.
And they were both very impressed on how he like was taking notes at practice. So he's very engaged in practice.
All these things usually would make people feel better. None of it does.
And he doesn't have shoes yet. What
do you mean doesn't have shoes? Get him Davis, what?
He wears like a size 17. They haven't gotten
does
him, like,
he really?
Yeah, he does.
Damn.
They don't have like official U of L Adidas shoes for him yet.
He's the biggest shoe on the team. Who was the biggest shoe on the team?
Well, I don't know.
I have it being Rose Wheeler.
I would say Roosevelt Wheeler, but yeah.
Who is it on Kentucky's team?
I would say probably either Onyenso or Damian Collins.
Onyenso, that's
probably
the one.
Onyenso. I would say Onyenso. Yeah, Collins is probably number two on that list.
Texas says, tell Rig to crush a Busch Light in the police boat.
I don't think they have any around here.
We've been offered, don't worry.
Oh, have we?
I mean, I have.
You have.
You're going to have to do your dry January spiel.
I have a few days.
Knock yourself
out. Yeah, that's fine. I have a few days to go.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Stab Kentucky Fish and Wildlife in the back. That's what you're doing. Remember to enter that elk draw, okay?
Yeah.
That's what we're out here for. Enter that if you want to hunt some elk, okay?
Should I enter it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because they would give out so many tags, and you don't want to waste one. Someone that could actually go out and partake.
Hunt?
That,
well,
yeah, that's
hunt.
Who you want. Stripper, you're not going to go hunt.
I can borrow a gun from my dad.
How many does he have?
You got a lot.
He's BBN.
Yeah, he's got a good number.
I had so many jokes.
Stuff ever hits the fan, that's where I'm going. I got a spot. I'm good.
How many America shirts does he have?
Oh, not many. He's not he's not like he's very critical of the government. He's not like draped in the flag, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's
No, he's not. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't have one shirt that says these colors don't run.
No. He's not a boot in your ass guy.
We're going to have the blitz next. I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do, guys.
So who's taking
I can't yell and scream. We have Jeff Greer coming on.
Oh, Greer. Oh, good.
Is that
okay,
good
I like
enough
that.
With you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That All right.
Jeff Greer gave him work earlier this week. I liked it. I was hoping we'd get Jamaican Ty. He's in Jamaica.
Yeah, Ty is in Jamaica.
Yeah, having
people
a great
are wondering
time.
What that means.
Yeah,
Ty is in Jamaica.
He is. He's,
he and J-Spa
yeah.
doing their thing.
Yeah,
good
so
for them.
I'm supremely jealous, but I would love it to have Jamaica Ty Spalding on. It'd be great.
Let's take a break. 437-9680.
I understand.
Blitz
I wouldn't
next.
Go on either.
Bozich, 5 o'clock, hanging out with you. Two more hours on ESPN 680.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it,"
but then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist,"
or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.